Okay, this is the day we just push the button and just go. That's what we do. It's the news. According to me. Here we go. Yeah, we're going. All right, get this thing rolling. Yeah. Hey, it's Monday, May 4th, 7:44 a.m. in the Eastern Standard Time Zone, which is where I will be for the next, all week long. I'll be here all week long. I'll be here all week, in case you're wondering. I have, it's 2026. Here we are in the first full week of May, as we're rolling into, you know, getting closer to summertime here. We've got, I call this Mishmash Monday because pretty much all I do is just mash on the go button and I just talk about whatever. However, I do have one particular clip that I've collected over the weekend, and I want to talk about it a little bit. It is one thing on my agenda. There's several other things on the top of mind, which is kind of what you get on Monday morning, just top of mind. It's a very shallow mind, so it's pretty much top and bottom. It's paper thin. Let's just put it that way. I have in my cup this morning. Got to talk about that first before I get too far away. And you guys are sitting there wondering. You can't concentrate on the show if you don't know what's in my cup. To tell you that, because the whole time you're sitting there thinking, I wonder what's in his cup. In my main cup, surprise, surprise, is Big Train Chai with Cinnabon Creamer. I'm getting close to the end of the Cinnabon Creamer, so it might be changed to something else. Who knows what? It could be more Cinnabon. It could be, that's when it gets exciting, because you don't know what's going to be next. It could be coconut cream, or it could be Almond Joy, which is pretty, very similar. In my backup cup this morning, which is going to, it'll be the same thing tomorrow probably, but it's not the same batch. I have pretty much the last of the sweet tea, sweet peach tea, homemade sweet peach tea in my cup here. This may be a day to go to, I may be going to Chick-fil-A today. I'm not exactly sure. So that could influence the outcome of tomorrow. That's the only thing that could possibly influence tomorrow's outcome there. But today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and then Thursday morning, going to be a fairly early show. Wednesday morning's probably going to be the day for the live show. I just won't have, Thursday's probably going to be a recorded show, Thursday morning. But and Friday morning will not be live for sure. I'll probably be in Evansville, Illinois, or Evansville, Indiana, on Friday morning. But that's the plan. May or may not be there. Could be in Chicago. Who knows where I'm going to be? But it's going to be probably going to be Evansville. And then I think I have an overnight in Tulsa. One over the weekend. I'm not sure exactly which day it is. I can't remember for sure. Anyway. Aside from all that, that's what's going on, coming up, and we got that coming up, and it's all coming up. It's coming up right after this.
It's the news. It's the news. According to me, oh, it's the news. It's the news. According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
It's the news.
It's the news.
Hey.
According to me.
The news.
According to me, it's the news.
Sure is.
According to me.
It's good stuff. Yeah. All right. I hope you got a chance to freshen up your hot beverage there this morning, whatever it is you're drinking. It's, that's what that whole little interlude thing there is for. If you're, hopefully you're kicked back, or maybe you're working listening to this, or maybe you're trying to sleep. Put this into drone away into the sleepy sphere. Tomorrow, Technical Tuesday. Tomorrow, by the way, we're gonna have some things on. Guess what? AI. There's been, it's constantly where the stuff is. But it goes deeper than that. We're going to go the whole tech sector and what's happening with the whole tech sector, more than just AI. But that's, AI is leading the punch on that one. We have, I'll talk about that later in near the end of the show. We have a clip coming up that's, it's Tucker Carlson. Kind of an obvious state of delusion that this guy's in. I don't understand it necessarily. Other than that, there's always been this air of, you know, I've always appreciated, I want to cheer somebody on when they're heading in the right direction, but at the same time, there's always a little bit of trepidation about that because sometimes there's something that's, how you say it, it's just something's not right, which kind of, it's, there's something in the, just, there's a gut feeling that there's, I don't know what it is. I know what it is. It's follow the money. It's what it is. It's an issue of funding and finance that typically is a little different than what we are kind of being. There's a portrayal. There's a portrayal and betrayal are very similar sometimes in this industry. By the way, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a financial counselor, and I'm not a radio host. I just, I'm a guy who has a microphone and access to the internet. And somebody, I fell through the cracks and somebody allowed me to do that. And so the regulatory commission has not discovered me out here yet. I don't have any sponsors, I'm not monetized, and I don't care what I say. I say what tends to cause problems with my algorithms. And I don't care because I'm just going to say what I say. And that's the way it's going to work. I don't go by any kind of, not bought and owned, but look, and here, look at the statistics again here. Weird stuff. Hey, today's the 4th. Yesterday was Saturday of all times. Apparently a whole bunch of people, about almost 4 times the normal amount. A little more than 3 times the normal amount of people who, which is kind of weird because back on March 2nd, April 1st, it must be the first of the month when they must have some kind of dump of streams or something going through here every second, for the first of the month, first or second. I'm just kind of noticing that trend right now. It's usually April. You know, that was April 1st. That was March 2nd. This was May 2nd. I'm noticing a trend here. So I'm expecting some big numbers then on the after the first week of the month then too as well. But Wow. All right. Well, whatever. I get the feeling there's a lot more people listening to this thing than what I realized. Let's look at some geographic statistics. Let's take a look at that. It's Monday. It's Mishmash Monday. I can do whatever I want. Yeah, see what we got here. Again, Hanoi is right up there. U.S., Great Britain. Yeah, it's right up there. Australia. All kinds of. Let's see if we have any new places. There's Ecuador, Colombia, Venezuela. I think I've talked about those before. There's a French colony in South America as well. Brazil, of course, Chile. I thought there was another one down in here somewhere. So it's Falkland Islands. I don't see any here. What is that right there? Doesn't come up on the thing. South Africa, of course, Iraq, Portugal. France, Italy, Ireland. Oh, yes, Ireland. Quite a few from the UK, actually. Finland, Germany, Netherlands, China, of all places, Bangladesh, and, of course, Vietnam, which is a surprise. And Australia, of course. Nothing from New Zealand right now. Canada. Canada's still on there, by the way. I didn't mention that. Yeah, interesting stuff. It's in the top cities. New York is in the top city right now. That's kind of unusual. Sayville, which I'm not sure exactly where that's at. Bellevue, Washington. That is out in Washington State, I believe. I think. Virginia, Ashburn, Virginia, Massachusetts, Los Angeles, some big cities now. London, England, of course, Hanoi, Lakewood, New Jersey, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Chicago, Illinois, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Those are kind of the top states. New York is another one in the top there. And then, of course, another one in Vietnam. This is, that's China there. City, I can't pronounce it. Hong Kong. California, San Francisco, New South Wales, Jacksonville, Florida, and New South Wales. Yeah, just a whole bunch of, there's another Hong Kong. Yeah, okay, well, yeah, that's interesting. Interesting stuff, I must say. But that's where we are today with the whole setup there. We have, so I want to get back to this whole Tucker Carlson thing. I guess I went down a bunny trail there. This betrayal thing, portrayal, not betrayal. There's this, and I hear this mostly in people's voices, with Tucker, it was kind of like he had sort of some deep convictions. And he was onto some things. When he got fired from Fox, it was, you have to go quite a ways out there to get fired from Fox. Because they typically allow quite a bit on both ways, with their system there. As long as you have integrity and you're not too far off the deep end. Remember, they fired Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck is still around. As a independent, built his own network. He's back on the radio again. I mean, a lot of places back, which tells you something about, to me, that says he wants to be back on the radio. If you're so successful being away from the radio, being off the radio, then why would you want to go back to doing that? Because you do have to kind of bow to some certain. Anytime you sign a contract, you're setting yourself up for certain, you just fill in the blank there with your own word. Just put your own word in there. You have to comply with certain things that they want. There's no way of getting around that, really. And so you're, that's one of the struggles I think that most people have with, and people will sign anything, because this happens with music artists and all kinds of artists altogether. I hope I'm not stammering around too much here this morning. What I'm trying to say is when people are star filled, they have their eyes filled with stargazing kind of stuff. The music industry and the television industry, big networks, have a tendency to sway people in. That's why they like to get young people. They're a lot easier to negotiate with because they won't negotiate. They'll just say, here's a contract. We have a contract. Well, look at this contract. Ooh, beautiful contract. We're willing to offer you $1,000 a week. And for a young person, that's a lot of money. They don't realize their future is ahead of them. They got to do some saving. $1,000 a week to do a show, just to do five shows a week, we'll give you $1,000. Look at this. $1,000. Ooh. $50,000, $52,000 a year we're going to give you to do this show. And you're going to go where we tell you, and you're going to do what we tell you, and you're going to say what we tell you to say, and you're going to make sure you stay in your lane, and we want your personality doing this here. We're going to give you a script. Here's this, blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, you're a robot. Same things happens in them, but you got this show, and they promote you, and it's nationally syndicated, and they do all this stuff for you. They get you out there. We're going to give you, a million listeners. We're going to promote your show. You're going to have a million. You're going to have all this influence. And what you don't realize is that it can go in a heartbeat. It's tomorrow. It could be gone. That's in the contract there somewhere. So if you don't comply, if you don't do what they want, if you don't do, and this is what happened to Tucker, basically, he was just gone. They paid him. They bought out his contract. Don't get me wrong. He's fine because they had to pay out the contract. I'm sure he had that arranged in his contract because he had been. I think he had been to CNN too. As we'd been in a couple different networks, and you know, by the time he got to Fox, I'm sure he had a lawyer. Looked over the contract and made sure it was okay because he, of course, now you just stick that stuff in, you know, an AI model, an LLM, ChatGPT or something, and just throw it in there and say, hey, summarize this for me and tell me if there's any pitfalls on my end. What am I looking at on my end? And it'll tell you everything about it. However, you got to pay attention to it. And some people are willing to cave on some of those issues. Well, okay, I'm willing to do this. They're not willing to move on that. And typically they don't move much. You get a contract like that. I've had some very good voiceover contracts that where they pay for usage every year, and it's they won't budge on stuff. It's just they kind of offer you this, and you're like, well, I can spend the next 3 months going back and forth with them on trying to get something, and you might lose the contract. But it's you can go back and forth trying to negotiate stuff like that, and you might squeak out another $100. Was that really worth all your time? No, probably not. You know, just usually look at it. If it's fair, take the money and run. It's just, that's typically the way to do it. Now, this is a whole different ball game with what they're doing because they're getting your time. They're, you know, in the case of this voiceover business stuff, I had already given them the record. I've already done the recording or done the work. They're just using it now, paying for usage every year. And it's, you know, negotiate back and forth with what, you know, what that's worth. And it's happened several times. In fact, when I first got into the business, I was sitting on a beach in Florida with my in-laws. They had a place down there, and it was just right after we got. It wasn't long after we got married. I guess it was. Because I remember sitting on the beach. Maybe it was after. I can't remember when it was. But I was doing voiceover work. I just kind of gotten started doing voiceover work. So on the beach, got a phone call, and. They wanted to renew the contract or wanted to use, they wanted to change it from a Midwestern or just a regional to a larger audience. And they wanted to offer me some more money for it. So, okay. I think it was $300 or $400. I don't know what it was, but it was like, they wanted to change and okay, send us an invoice and we'll pay it. Okay. Sitting on the beach, made $400, whatever it was, $300, whatever it was. It kind of just kind of shocked me. Okay, that was kind of a good deal. Now there's, you know, of course, now that was, I think that was 20, you know, what was it? Wasn't 20 years ago, but it was probably 15 years ago. And the, what was interesting about that is how, you know, that kind of stuff gets negotiated and I could have said, no, you got to give me 900 or it's not worth it. I'm not going to do that. They were within industry standards. And I was like, okay, it's fair. It's whatever. Let's do it. Done. And wasn't anything more that I had to do. Now this is the case where you have somebody like Tucker. They're buying his, you know, the next 5 years of his life or whatever the contract is for, and they're going to pay him, you know, $15 million or whatever it is to do this show. Of course, they're also, you know, in order to pay that, they're probably making $15 million after advertising and everything else that's going on. It's all about ratings and numbers and advertising because it's all about the advertising dollar. That's what's making the money. If they can get the ratings, if they can get people to watch and listen, and that's what the big thing is. And then at some point, it gets a little too off track, and then they start losing sponsors. Sponsors start saying, hey, we don't want to sponsor this guy anymore. He's a little wacko. Oh, okay. Well, we're going to get rid of him. How about if we put this person in instead? They have to cut their losses at some point because they know they're going to lose certain marketability. If you watch some of these networks, places like Fox or they don't have the same advertisements on the they have very different sponsors typically. If you watch CNN and you listen to and watch the commercials, it's usually very different than the commercials that you get on Fox. And Fox's commercials tend to be kind of the same people all the time, same advertisements, same type of companies all the time. Yeah, nonetheless, it's always this kind of a. Well, it's whatever it is. It's just the same kind of things. In fact, I've heard some of my commercials, some of the stuff I've done. I've heard my voice on CNN, especially on their HDL network. The one, what's the one that's, that has Forensic Files. I watch Forensic Files a lot, and I'll hear my voice on some of the advertisements in there. And it's interesting. I only hear it when I'm traveling. I don't watch television when I'm at home at all. I don't watch it at all. I very rarely watch it. I usually just have it on when I'm in a hotel, typically because when I leave my room, I leave the television on just only because it makes it look like somebody's there. And if somebody walks in the door, it kind of freaks them out. Oh, somebody's here watching television, or they hear a voice. They sometimes won't go in. They won't break in. Kind of a security thing. It's not much worth much, but I have walked into rooms before where the downstairs, the counter, they gave me a room. I went to my room and it was somebody else's room. Or there was somebody still in the room. And it was, you know, you walk in. I always open up the door a crack and say hello and see if anybody's in there. Because I've walked in and on people a couple of times, and usually it's late at night or something. You walk in, there's already somebody sleeping in there, or somebody else. But one time they gave somebody a room right in front of me. The person in front of me, they gave me the same room. By the time I got up there, got it to the thing and opened the door, they just walked in the room. They just walked in the door. And what's frustrating about that, the biggest frustration is now I have to go all the way back down to the desk again and with all my stuff and deal with all that. But one time I walked into a room and there was the television was on, there was stuff going on, and I was like, somebody here? Did somebody leave all this stuff? And I realized I was in somebody's room. They gave me a room that was already taken. And so I went back downstairs and I told them, I said, there's somebody in that room. And of course, it could have been somebody who was overstaying there. And they never checked out. I don't know what happened. They didn't tell me the story, but that's what's possible. There was nobody in the room, but sure, it sure felt like somebody was in the room the way we had the room set up. I typically set my room up like that because it does look like somebody's in the room, and it kind of freaks you out a little bit. So you're kind of, I don't want to mess around in here. So I got out of there. I thought somebody might be in the bathroom or whatever. So that's the kind of thing that you do. Anyway, I want to play this clip. This is Tucker. Kind of getting caught. This lady, I think this might be the BBC. I don't remember who this is. Now, I can't remember who is doing this. It's Memeology 101, which I don't, Memeology 101 tends to be a little bit vulgar sometimes with some of their responses, but they do nail it. They do. I do appreciate their, calling people out on stuff like that. All their videos are usually less than 2 minutes long. They're typically around a minute long. They're almost shorts, but they actually put them out as videos, which I think is interesting. But I always watch their stuff because it's one of those things where you can throw it in any time. It's only a couple minutes long. It gives you this little blurb. Now I think this one's almost 2 minutes long. However, it's a minute and 44, but I only have a clip. This clip is only, what is it? It's about a minute, but it's very telling here what we have of Tucker doing this, what he's saying. We're going to play it, see what you think of this. Here we go.
Show about whether Trump is the Antichrist.
I have not said that.
On your show the day after Easter, you noted he did not put his hand on the Bible during his swearing-in ceremony as president. You said, and I'm quoting, maybe he didn't put his hand on the Bible because he affirmatively rejects what's inside that book. And then on a recent show, you went further saying, here's a leader who's mocking the gods of his ancestors, mocking the God of gods and exalting himself above them. Could this be the Antichrist?
I actually did not say, could this be the Antichrist?
Here's a leader who's mocking the gods of his ancestors, mocking the God of gods and exalting himself above them. Could this be the Antichrist? Well, who knows?
I don't know where that comes from, but I know that those words never left my lips because I'm not sure I fully understand what the Antichrist is. If there's just one, I actually tried to understand it.
No. let's just say that Tucker got caught here. This is the problem with the hyperbolic activity, the hyperbolic reactions that people have, and they'll say things that they don't, you know. Hey, guy, you did say that because you were getting all worked up about it, and you didn't. And now you're when you're confronted with it. Well, that never left those words never left my mouth. I would never say such a thing. You said it. Because in the moment, the portrayal catches up with them. And they'll say things that they have no idea. They don't take the. This is called a non-introspection issue. Now, I'm not a psychologist. Don't get me wrong. They have no introspection. Introspection. I don't know. We'll find out. Introspection. Let's ask Google. Introspection. Introspection is an introspective. Yeah, well, there you go. All three of them are words. I've used all three of them, and they're all three words. The habit of examining your own thoughts, feelings, and motives. It characterizes a thoughtful, self-examining person or work, derived from the Latin word look inside. Introspective people often analyze their mental states to gain self-awareness. Not a bad thing. This is not a bad character. It's not selfish to do this. You're just simply self-aware, which is a very good quality. Now, I will have this little side note, this little caveat, if you will. Self-awareness. Oh, this. Interesting, Claude sent me a message. Well, I guess this is just a... Oh, it's just a generic message. I guess just a generic advertisement on there. Anyway, you can go down a rabbit hole of self-awareness and self-discovery. And I got to tell you, you can get very deep into it. And it's not necessarily a bad thing to have a fairly deep level of self-awareness. And this, I think there's a point here, I think, that even the Messiah said when he spoke of taking the plank out of your own eye so you can remove the splinter out of your neighbor's eye. In other words, deal with your own problems, your own big, you know, issues first, and you'll be able to see the things in the other people's eyes, that you'll realize that your problems are bigger than theirs. Deal with yours first. It's a bigger issue. Get this big plank in your eye. And you won't have to look. Just because you've dealt with it in your own life, all of a sudden you can see it in other people's lives. And it's, without even looking, you know, it's very clear. It's right there. Doesn't mean that you necessarily have to run around like an eye doctor trying to take everybody's, you know, splinters out of their eyes. That's a whole other issue. That's part of the whole self-awareness thing. But this ability to self-diagnose, diagnose isn't the right word. The examining of your own thoughts, feelings, and motives, a thoughtful self-examination, examining person of work or work, derived from the Latin. Okay, it's one of those things where you're aware of your thoughts, of your motives, of what's going on. There's a deep processing that's going on. Even right now, as I'm speaking, I'm trying to deeply process everything I'm trying to say, which sometimes causes people to stumble over what they're saying because that's what I've been doing all morning. Because I'm not quite revved up yet. I haven't had enough chai apparently or something. I don't know. It's still hot, but it's good. That's good stuff. But that's kind of what the whole self-awareness thing is. Now, if you go too far into self-awareness, there's a frontal lobe issue here, the way I understand it. I'm not a brain expert, obviously. I have three brain cells. Two of them work pretty well. Not sure what the other one's doing. It's there, though. I have, there's, this issue, well, let's just put it this way. People with certain kind of brain injuries or certain kind of brain deformations, they found that there are some issues with certain brain injuries, especially, that are causes a person to be extremely self-aware. They tend to be very depressed and violent, and sometimes they are the criminals of our society. And they have a lot of deep-seated personal issues. There is and this is where you get into this issue of you know, when you're deliberately going down the rabbit hole of self-awareness. Honestly, when you're honestly self-aware, this is a whole different story between, you know, you can take all these crazy, are you going to take an evaluation of your gifts and I'm going to take whatever it is. And you have to self-evaluate yourself. You know, so you go through this whole thing of, you know, are you this kind of person? Are you that kind of person? You know, are you a good giver? Are you a whatever you are? Are you a charitable person? Are you this? Are you that? Are you do? Well, you might want to be, and you might want to think of yourself as that. Because there's a difference there between you thinking that way or wanting to be that way and actually being that way. So this is where you have to have an honest examination of who you are. And if you're not honest with yourself, then these stupid, I call them stupid, these evaluations of your spiritual gifts or who you are, your personality, whatever it is, it may or may not be accurate because they're depending on you to be honest with yourself. And most of them are pretty lighthearted. They're usually not too, they're pretty surfacey and they're not too deep in anything. But if you really go down some, you know, just say, you know, God, show me, you know, who am I? What am I? What's going on here? What are my issues? What's going on with me? He'll tell you. And it's, sometimes it's not easy to embrace. Let's just put it that way. You start finding out really quickly just how holy God is and how unholy we are, regardless of how religious we are. There is a certain state of, we're ridiculously selfish people. Let's just put it that way. And it's, being self-aware has nothing to do with that selfishness. It's being aware of your own selfishness is a big deal. And it's just, so you have to kind of go with that. Anyway, it ain't easy being me. Let's just put it that way. That's just, yeah. It's not easy being green either. But I don't know, I'm just going to leave it at that for all that stuff. Anyway, get back to Tucker. Here he is stating emphatically, those words never left my mouth, and then they play the video. That's what he said. And she was quoting him. She was reading the quote. That I never said that. But you did. What's happening here? Did you mean to say it some other way? I mean, he was asking the question. He wasn't making the statement that he's the Antichrist. Could this be the Antichrist? It's just, now, the whole thing about Trump putting his hand on the Bible, let's get back to this again. He might have done that the first time. I'm not sure if he did it his first time in office or not. I will not do that. If I were elected president and I was swearing an oath, I will not swear an oath. I will affirm. This is, and I've run into this several times when doing, I think we got our marriage license. I think we had to go in and they wanted us to swear, to, you know, this is blah, 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 blah. And they read this whole thing. I said, they had read through this whole thing. We're supposed to swear that we, you know, attest to that. And I'm like, well, I'm going to swear to that. No. And she pulled out a different piece of paper, read that. And it said, do you affirm? Because scripture says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. There's no swear. You don't swear an oath on anything. And it explains very clearly why we don't do that in scripture. So yes, Maybe Trump was doing it because of that. I don't know. I don't know if that's what it was or not. I don't know what's going through his head. Who knows what's going through his head? With this idea, you know, and he's been dabbling with religion a little bit lately. They did this thing where I think it took him, was it 3 days, 4 days? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they were continuously reading through scripture, and they went through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Congressmen, celebrities, all kinds of people were involved in this whole thing, and they from the White House, from the West Wing, I guess it was, and they read through the entire Bible. They had people read for like 10 or 15 minutes at a time. I know that Trump himself read, I think, something out of Chronicles. It was probably 15, 20 minutes. He read this thing. Now, I don't know. I think most of it was pre-recorded. They played a lot of it together. It wasn't live. And I think some of the celebrities actually read several times. There was, you know, some, had a few of them come in different times and read different parts of the scripture. But they read through the entire thing. That has not ever been done before. Not like that, anyway, in the history of country. So it's interesting stuff like that. I mean, and to say that that Trump is, you know, because he's the Antichrist, he exalts himself about the God of all gods, the God of gods. What? To some of the things he says there, I don't even quite understand. And you have to understand, you have to get the idea of religion and being a part of the right religion, the correct religion. Now Tucker claims a lot of weird things. He claims he got attacked by demons. He's made all kinds of weird claims. And a lot of this stuff has come out just since he's gone off on his own. He's kind of given this leash of I can say whatever I want kind of thing. Sort of like I'm in here. I can say whatever I want. But you got to hold yourself accountable to some degree of what you're doing, because it's just not, doesn't make any sense. Anyway, that's what I'm talking about. We'll get back. We're going to talk about what's coming up tomorrow with Technical Tuesday right after this.
It's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news. According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
Yeah. According to me,
it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me,
it's the news.
Yeah, it's the news. According to me.
What's wrong with you people?
That's right. What's wrong with you people? Hey, tomorrow, I just had to get that in there. I haven't played it for a while. Tomorrow we're going to be, by the way, since I haven't played this for a while, let's do this.
Ooh, yeah. 574. But wait, there's more. 651. We're almost done. 76 and 85. Text that number. It's alive.
Ooh.
Text that number. Call that number. Don't be a loser.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow we're gonna have Technical Tuesday. There's weird, interesting stuff going on with the tech sector, technology. Worldwide stuff that's going on. DeepSeek, which is China's very inexpensively built AI model, LLM model. Then we have Google, which has Gemini, but they also have Gemma. And I think that's the free version or something. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure I understand that. There's some things that are going on, power plays that are happening behind the scenes, Anthropic and everything else that's happening. ChatGPT now has stepped up its game. They seem to just kind of be trying to outdo each other with deals and everything that they're doing. We'll see how that all works out. But we're gonna kind of talk about that a little bit, but also how that's affecting the sector of all kinds of other sectors. In other words, power, electrical power, the grid, the worldwide economy, chips, everything else that's being manufactured, everything that's happening like that. Folks, hope you have a great week. It's the beginning of the week, and hope everything goes well for you this week. I'll be back tomorrow morning. God bless. In the meantime, I will see you.